You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. Ready, sick of money, make
a nice raining like a fetty. Welcome to the belly of the beast, to the den of the Illuminati, home of the almighty media. That's how powerful we are, that's how influential we are, and we're not stopping anytime soon, so get used to it.
Never saw his intro.
This is the Black Ops Division of Flow Sports. We're dropping nuclear bombs today. Welcome to episode 167 of the Who's Number One podcast. We've got a lot to talk about today. Joining me in the studio, Craig Jones from the main event of this event, Craig versus Pedro Mourinho. As always, Razor Reed over here.
Hell yeah.
In the back, we got Corey Stockton, man in the counter table. We're changing things up on you guys. Over, trapped inside of a cage somewhere in our offices, we have Connor Joshin on social media, so the Discord, the YouTube chat. Also calling in from Las Vegas, Nevada, we have Who's Number One Champion, Mikey Musumeci. First off, we'll kick it off with you, Mikey. How you doing right now?
I'm good, dude. Just finished training. That's why I'm in a rash guard. I don't just wear rash guards all the time like John Donahar.
What are you thinking about this upcoming event? Are there any matches that in particular that stand out to you that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, Ty and Levi. That's going to be awesome. I'm excited to see how both of them play. Like, Levi is going to be working a lot of, I think, arm saddle and, like, K-guard with Matrix. And Ty is going to be playing all his, like, outside passing. So it's going to be, like, super fun to see.
Craig, I think your breakdown of the match was pretty similar to that, right?
Yeah, all the outside passing. Mikey, do you think the painted nails will play a factor?
The painted nails? Yeah. Totally.
I think
that levels up his technique.
You're a Barambolo guy, so do you have to root for Levi because of that?
Ty's sort of a Barambolo guy, too.
Okay.
Ty Bolo is Milky, don't you think?
I love both of them, right? Levi is technically, like, blood-related because we're Barambolo people.
Blood-related.
But I love the Rutolo brothers. Like, I'm, like, their biggest fans. So I'm rooting for Ty. Right. And Levi. I can't root for one of them or the other again.
We have two guys from the prelims calling him, and let's run down the whole thing right now. Thursday the 20th, there's a Craig Jones seminar. I think there's a few spots still available if you want to go learn from Craig. And this is in Dallas now, not Austin. The 21st is the event. The first three matches are free on Facebook and YouTube. After that, we have the main card. Some news right now. John Calistine is out of the match with Esteban Martinez. Where we're lining up a replacement today. We'll probably announce that tonight or tomorrow. So Esteban versus somebody in the first match. Second match is Couch versus Garmo. Third match is Brianna St. Marie versus Tubby. Fourth match is your boy Nicky Rod versus Elder. And then we got Ty Rotolo versus Levi. Craig Jones versus the IBJJF Absolute Black Belt World Champion Pedro Mourinho. Craig, how are you feeling for this Pedro match? How do you think it's going to go down?
I feel good. I'm excited. We had a match back in 2018. Not a lot happened. So
he's gotten a lot better since that, then.
For sure. He's a lot better. He's a lot more aggressive. So I think over 15 minutes, we're going to see a lot more action in this one.
What's your prediction?
What's my prediction? I'm going to come out, hit a massive takedown.
Sick.
Pass the guard and sit in.
Sick.
I predict a sick toehold by Craig.
A toehold?
Toehold. What makes you say toehold?
I'm doing too much gi, guys. Sorry. I think there's gonna be a sick heel look from Craig, from his knee shield, and I'm gonna learn a lot from it.
Maybe a Mikey lock from Craig.
I'm gonna hit the Mikey lock, but rename it afterwards.
Hell yeah!
The Aussie
lock.
Connor, what's going on online in our YouTube and our Discord and all that?
Just make sure you guys, if you guys want to fight Estevan, we're looking for a replacement, so get in the chat, let Connor know.
We might have a replacement sitting right there looking at us in Las Vegas.
True.
Well, I just got over COVID a week ago.
Yeah, everybody did.
I might be down.
Connor, what's going on online with the YouTube chat and the Discord?
We got Jose Becerra here. We got O Steve. And big shout out to O Steve. He made it on Robin Black for his ADCC trials, heel hook, one of the fastest of the tournament. So shout out my guys. They're filling in slowly, and they will be on the lookout. Everyone's wanting a match with Giant Slayer. So maybe we test out O Steve. Maybe we put him to work here.
Anybody have questions for Mikey or Craig so far in there?
No. But they will be dropping them in the chat. So you guys, make sure you're putting them down in the chat, and we will make sure to field your questions.
All right, so let's run through the confirmed matches, and I want to hear my co-host's thoughts on them. First off, let's kick it off with Couch versus Garmo. How do you think that one goes down? Stuff that Heisem's out.
What is the weight difference on that one? Garmo seems quite a bit smaller.
Pretty significant. I mean, Couch isn't as big as he used to be. He's probably like 20 pounds bigger than Garmo, at least. I mean, Garmo's short, but he's a big guy.
I feel like Garmo's probably like 160, and I feel like Couch is probably like 190. Is that?
Yeah, somewhere 20, 30 pounds or somewhere something. What do you think about that one, Craig?
I mean, that's a tough one, even if they were the same weight stylistically for Garmo. But I think Garmo has an incredible pace to him, has a great front head attack. So I think Couch has got to watch out for that. But I think at some point in the match, Couch is probably going to entangle the legs.
Couch has got a big-ass head, too. That might factor into it. I don't know if that makes you more susceptible to guillotines or less susceptible to guillotines. True. I'm not quite sure. Yeah,
that's a good point. We could test this out.
Yeah, we should. We should experiment. Mikey, what do you think? Obviously, Jacob Couch, your teammate
now. Hillbilly Hammer, for sure.
You've been training with Couch when you go out there? Or do you stay? Or is he too big for you?
I haven't got to train with him yet. We trained a little bit before my match and who's number one. But, so I got to move with him. Like, he's freaking awesome. He's got this.
How do you think Couch wins this match?
Leg lock. I think he outside heel hooks David Garmer.
Man, Couch got really good. Something that impressed me, and not only his win over Roberto, but his win over Tackett as well, is how good he was at once he got in there, once he got the entry, at controlling the guy and keeping their knee line and going through all the, you know, a lot of guys can get in there and then somebody spins out and they're just gone. Like Couch can, he like you do, like Mikey does. Like he gets an entry and he sticks to your leg and you're just done at that point.
For sure, yeah. And what was impressive with the Roberto one, sometimes it could be hard to break a leg when your opponent's standing, but he was able to generate enough pressure to get a clean break even with Roberto standing up.
Yeah. You work on some leg lock stuff with Couch, Mikey?
Yeah. Jacob's like he just started right in like his competition now, and like he's been improving so much, and like he's so knowledgeable in all those spots, you know. So I see him leg locking Garmo, no problem.
All right, let's pick winners. I'm gonna go Couch. Who are you going?
Couch.
Gotta go Couch.
Corey Stockton.
Couch. Yeah, I'll take Couch too. One thing I want to point out though is that in the times where Garmo's looked the best, it's always been against guys bigger. He does really, really well in absolute division compared to, let's say, his weight class.
He's got nothing to lose. Connor, Josh, and who are you thinking? And the fan vote.
Fan vote, I think everyone's picking Couch. I'm personally got to go Garmo for the mustache. Best mustache in jiu-jitsu.
All right, wow. I thought we were going to go across the board. Couch, or anybody here that thinks Heisem would have beat Couch if they would have went against each other?
I think he could have, you know, had a chance for it, for sure. I think Garmo, too, has a good, you know, I don't think Garmo's going to get leg locked, to be honest. I think if Couch still could submit him, but I think he'll maybe have to show off some of the rest of his game, which obviously we saw him triangle Hunter Colvin, so he's got, you know, great submissions from the rest of his game. But I feel like Garmo's going to be kind of hip. He's a little bit smaller, might be a little bit hard for Couch to get a leg lock off on him. But I think Heisem could have done it.
All right, let's go to the girls' match next. Brianna St. Marie versus Tubby Alakin. This is at 125, so Tubby's fighting up 10 pounds from where she did Who's Number One Championship. Both very submission-oriented girls. Brianna St. Marie's been killing a lot of people. I'll say Tubby gets it done. She's a little bit smaller, but she's got more experience. I'll go Tubby. Who are you going with, Craig?
I'll go Brianna. I'm going to pull for the underdog on this one.
You think she's the underdog?
She's not the underdog?
Corey, who's the underdog in this one? Corey knows all the lines.
What are the betting lines?
Brianna's the underdog. Tubby's the betting favorite.
Okay, all right. There you go. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, Tubby's a vet. Who are you thinking, Reed?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Craig. I think Brianna's just had a lot of great momentum. She's been surging, just got her black belt, had a great win on the last Who's Number One. So I'm going to go with the girl who's got the momentum in her side.
Corey, who you got?
This is definitely a coin toss for me. I have Tubby by an inch here. I think it's going to go to submission one way or the other, but I think Tubby takes it.
Very high probability that there'll be a submission here. Didn't you say all of these girls' wins at Who's Number One are by submission so far?
Correct. Yeah, all three of their combined victories by submission.
Connor, who do you think, Tubby or Brianna St. Marie?
Give me Brianna St. Marie. She's been on a tear. Watching her ADCC trials was phenomenal.
Loved I forgot it. To ask Mikey before we go to the fans. Mikey, who do you got?
I'm Team Tubby.
Tubby?
I trained with her a bunch in Florida, and she's awesome. You know, like, I'm a big fan of her. I think she's going to win this.
Mikey got the Frank Sinatra shirt in the background hanging up.
My dad's ring, yeah.
So, Connor, what are the fans thinking for Brianna versus Tubby?
We don't have too many votes in, but our man, O. Steve, is going to speak for the YouTube chat. He's saying Tubby is a killer, so we're making that a vote for Tubby fan vote.
What's that put it at? Tubby, 2 for Brianna. Corey, who'd you take?
Tubby.
2-2. Split. 3-3. Connor, who'd you take?
I took Brianna St. Marie.
I think it's like 4. How many people we got? 4? I'm getting confused.
Skip the math on that one.
Do we have 6 people on today's show? I think it's 3-3. Yep, 3-3. Split right down the middle, just like Corey said. Corey said this one's basically a coin toss. I sort of agree. Anybody could win this one, Brianna or Tubby. I would not be surprised. Next match, Nicky Rod. How's he looking? I was watching Nicky Rod roll the other day in the gym, and I was like, man, he's looking good. He's going against Elder Cruz. How do you think this match goes down?
I mean, I think Elder Cruz is incredible, but like with the size difference there, I don't think he's going to put Nicky Rod on his back. I think it's going to be a test to see what Elder Cruz's guard's like. But, I mean, that's a tough challenge for anyone.
Yeah, that's sort of the name of or the theme of this match is, like, neither of these guys pulls guard, really. Have you seen Elder pull, Reed? I feel like he always goes for the takedown and gets on top.
Yeah, he definitely loves playing top.
We've never seen Nicky Rod play guard before in a match. So I think it's going to really come down to who can get the takedown here. And Nicky Rod's just so much bigger than him.
Yeah, I think in a pure jiu-jitsu sense, you can sort of make up for a bit of a size difference a bit easier. But when it comes to wrestling, if these guys are going to trade on the feet, I think, yeah, that's at least 30 pound weight difference on this one. I think that's hard to overcome.
And then Nicky Roddy gets on top of you. It's like that body lock looks so brutal against Yuri Samoas. Mikey, what do you think about Nicky Rod?
You don't vote against Jersey, so Nicky Rod 100%.
All right, well, there we go. We're kicking it off. Mikey goes, sticks with Jersey. You got to pick where you're from. You just chose Tubby because of Florida. Now you got New Jersey, too. Any Las Vegas people on this one?
I'm a Creonchi with states also, I guess. I lived in New Jersey for 11 years, then Florida 9 or 10 years, and now Vegas like 4 years. So I'm technically a New Jerseyan and a Floridian.
All right.
And a Vegas.
And a Las Vegas.
And a Vegasan. Whatever the hell.
Is that what they call it, a Vegasan?
But I want to go quick, because you mentioned that you think El Monstro is good. Like, what impresses you about El Monstro? What have you seen from him? Because I feel like a lot of people maybe don't know a lot about El Monstro. Of course, everybody knows Nicky Rod at this point. But what do you see in El Monstro's game there, or Elder Cruz's game?
I think just the wrestling pressure. Like, he really pressures people on the feet. Mm-hmm. And by the time he gets them down, they're very, very fatigued. I remember watching him Who's Number One against Jacob Couch. Looked really good. Yeah, I think Elder Cruz is super tough. He was my pick to win ADCC trials. I think he's still going to be a strong pick.
He got second, right? In the ADCC trials, he got second.
Yeah. He lost to Giancarlo, yeah.
Yeah, in the finals.
In
right?
the finals. So, but he had a really great match with him.
All right, yeah. We got our prelim guys calling in, so let's all make our picks real quick. I'm going to go Nicky Rod. Craig.
Nicky Rod.
Got to take Nicky Rod.
Corey.
Yeah, I'm a big Elder Cruz fan, but I think Nicky Rod takes
it. Yeah, shout out to Elder Cruz.
Nicky Rod is too big, too strong, too fast. Mikey already chose him because he's from New Jersey. Connor, what are they saying online, and what do you think?
The fans are going Nicky Rod, cartwheel pass to the wrist lock. I'm going with Elder Cruz because you guys have no faith in my man, and I got to give a shout-out to El Monstro. Yeah, right. Cartwheel pass to the wrist lock.
What are the odds on Nicky Rod getting a cartwheel pass to a wrist lock next week?
If that happens, we're all going to be looking at Connor.
All right. Shout out Pete the Greek, wrist lock the world. All right, so calling in right now, we have a very interesting situation. First, we're going to do a short, like, 30-second break. Come back. We got Michael Pixley.
Don't go anywhere.
And Cameron Reed, Deck Poppy. We're going to have them both on the show. We'll talk with them. And after that, we'll make our picks for the main and the co-main events. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Who's Number One podcast. Joining us right now, we have two more guests. A match from our prelims coming up on Friday the 21st. It's going to be Michael Pixley versus Cameron Reed, Deck Poppy. This match, I'll explain. I'll give you a little backstory on how this all started. Cameron came on my IG Live one time, wanted a match with me. I said no. I turned it down. And then after that, Cameron said that he had had a match with Pixley before. I know Pixley. He's a pedigo guy, a Daisy Fresh guy. He wanted the match. So we set it up. We're going to have this match on Who's Number One. Cameron, first off, I'll ask you, why do you want this rematch with Pixley so bad?
Man, he was tough. We had a good match. You know, it was only, I think it was only 6 minutes. And, yeah, I mean, I just want to run it back because he was one of the tougher guys I've fought. And I think we could show, you know, a little bit more in a 15-minute match. So.
Why do you want to make a match with Mike Sears? Yeah, do you still want that?
He just knows it's easy. He just wants an easy dub, that's all.
Just for the clout, man.
I'd be a good person to have on your highlight reel. Pixley, what do you think about this? About him wanting the rematch with you? How do you think it's going to go down this time? How are you feeling going into the match?
I mean, I'm just thankful for the opportunity, you know, to be on the card like that. So I don't think it's going the full 15, though.
Why you say that?
I just don't see it going the full 15 minutes. I'm going to get the sub for sure this time.
So what happened last time when you guys had a match at Nogi Worlds? Deck Poppy, why don't you explain to me first, what happened when you guys had a match at Nogi Worlds?
Yeah, man. So, obviously, I came out. I play a lot standing normally, but I didn't know anything about him. So, when we fought the first time, I realized pretty quick that he had the advantage on the feet. And yeah, we had some good exchanges. He caught me in his darts, which I know is like his moneymaker. You know what I'm saying? I got out. And yeah, it wound up going, I think it was 9-0. He was up points. And then I clubbed him and I got disqualified. So.
What'd you club him for?
Well, honestly, I was just trying to grab a collar tie, man. And, you know, I just grabbed a little bit too hard, I suppose, you know.
If I remember this correctly, you do not consider that to be a loss, right?
I mean, it is what it is, bro. It wasn't much time left. I was down points. But, you know, I look at submissions, bro. And I've been in his bars, and, you know, he really trashes a lot of people with that. I got out. To be honest, I'm not too concerned about it this time either. So,
how did it feel? Was it tight, or was it not much for you?
It was tight. I mean, I was gonna go to sleep. I was just like, you know, I'm gonna go to sleep, or I'm gonna escape. I'm not gonna tap to this. But it was tight for a second. But I mean, I was never like really in danger of going out.
You just said you were gonna go. That statement sort of confused me, because you sort of just said that you were gonna go out, but also that you're not worried about his darts. But if you go out from the darts.
I just meant I was willing to go to sleep. I wasn't going to tap to it. So,
Pixley, what do you got to say about that?
Oh, here's the end of the match. We're playing the end of the match here.
Right there was the club. Yeah, there was the club.
Pixley, they keep going here. And then I feel like Pixley clubs you.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Pixley,
Keep playing it right here.
Let's watch this. Let's see how it went down.
I'm pretty sure it's like right here at the end.
Okay, I thought he was already DQ'd. There's a little slap from Pixley. Were you guys talking trash in there or what? What was going on in there? You guys were both looking a little feisty. Pixley, what was going on?
I think he was just frustrated, man. And he had smacked me once before that, so when he did it again, I just slapped him back.
Pixley, no fucks given, admits that he actually slapped Deck Poppy in the match. Pixley, what's your prediction for this match? You think you're gonna darce him?
No, I think I'm going to do whatever to him. I'm going to darce him for sure, though. This time, put his ass to sleep.
All right, Pat. All right, I'll go through. I'll let everybody ask a question. Craig, you got anything to say to these guys?
Deck Poppy, had you had the match with Hollywood Mike, how hard would you club him?
Just as hard, bro.
Rub the shit out of him.
Don't worry, I like it. All right, Reed, what do you got for these guys?
Pixley, this is a big card, of course. Who's number one? You know, for both you guys, really. Both, I believe, both are blue belts still. Like, what does this mean? This opportunity mean for you guys? You got Craig Jones, Pedro Mourinho at the top of the card. A lot of eyes going to be on this, of course. You know, it's always fun to have two guys who kind of talk back and forth with each other and have something on the line here. But this is a big match, so I'm just wondering how you guys are feeling and what this means to you going into who's number one.
No, it's awesome, man. I think I'm the first person ever to be on the Who's Number One wrestling card and the Who's Number One jiu-jitsu card, so it's kind of cool.
Heck yeah. How about you, Cameron? What's this mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge for me, man. I've been training for a year and a half, and I try to compete as much as I can, and this is the goal, right, to get on the best shows and showcase what me and my team do. And, I mean, yeah, again, just grateful for the opportunity. You know,
Corey, what's the line in this match?
Give me a second.
And Pixley, you know, I know obviously you train Pedigo, the Daisy Fresh guys and stuff. They're always ready. Has Heath or Andrew or Couch or anybody kind of give you any advice about coming on this Who's Number One show or taking a step up here to the big stage?
Yeah, man. They just said just enjoy the opportunity.
That's good advice.
What's that line, Corey?
Betting lines. Pixley is the favorite minus 200. Reed, the underdog plus 160.
All right, so the bookie's got you the underdog, Cameron. What do you think about that?
Story of my life, baby. Yeah, it's not a problem for me, man. I mean, that's fair. You know, he more or less won the first match. That doesn't bother me. I don't pay attention to that stuff. Right. I know what we do. I trust my system. You know, I've been training, doing half this camp up here with Sean Applegate in Atlanta, and I just really don't think anybody's touching us technically. So,
Mikey, you got anything for these guys?
No, just excited to watch Pixley. You know, I love watching Pixley. He's so technical in his wrestling. I'm excited to learn from Pixley for ADCC.
Connor, what are they saying online in the YouTube chat and stuff? They got anything for Deck Poppy or Pixley in there?
Predictions and Jose Becerra, he's calling Pixley within 10.
Within 10
but
what?
Also, Jordan Butler, he's a Daisy Fresh guy, so obviously he's a little bit subjective there, but he thinks it's going to be under 5 minutes. My question for Cameron would be, Deck Poppy, you know, you're thinking Pixley's going to come in, and the submission that you're concerned about is like a Darce, but if you have a really strong submission that you think that he's going to have to watch out for, like how do you see you finishing this match?
If I get his back, he's going to sleep 100%.
You think he's going to get on your back, Pixley?
What was that?
No way.
All right, so here we go. We got Deck Poppy. We got Pixley. Number one contender match for a match with me. If Deck Poppy wins, he gets his match with me. Reed, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, what's the Deck Poppy nickname? I don't know the story.
Yeah, we need to know that, too.
Yeah, I was a commercial fisherman before I started doing jiu-jitsu, after I stopped playing rugby. I went commercial fishing for a couple of years. So if you're like the number one guy, like first mate, you're like the deck boss. So we were just kind of fucking around, shooting shit, and I was calling myself Deck Daddy. But we were listening to a lot of Drake that summer up in Alaska. Scorpion just came out, so started calling myself Deck Poppy.
All right, Deck Poppy, Pixley, thanks so much for calling in. This was going to be war. It's going to be free on Facebook, free on our YouTube and everything. I'll talk to you guys later. Take it easy. See you next week. All right, so there we go. That's one of our prelim matches, Cameron Reed versus
I'm jacked
Michael
up about
Pixley.
That one, man. Yeah, that one's going
to
be sick,
they
man.
Both said they're going to put each other to sleep.
Yeah, I love it.
Deck Poppy. All right, so now let's get to our final two matches. Tyrell Tolo versus Levi is, to me, it's a very interesting match. When you look at, like, for instance, I did, like, my Pros Predict type of article, and it was very one-sided towards Ty. But it's like, I think Levi could go out and surprise anybody at any given time. This is like a crazy matchup. Stylistically, I feel like you don't know what the hell is going to happen, but people got to lean towards Ty being the favorite. I'm going to pick Ty when I may. But how do you think these two match up against each other?
I mean, I think it's really interesting. I think Taza was trying to do some outside passing against Levi, and he wasn't effective in getting the pass, but he did fatigue Levi. So that's the only issue for me is if Ty approaches it the same way, Ty's going to probably apply a little more pressure, and it'll be interesting to see how Levi's gas tank can handle it. But I don't know how many guards Ty would have dealt with that would be as hard to pass as Levi's or as unorthodox.
Mikey, has Levi's guard ever been passed? feel like you would.
Canuto just
in Worlds this year against Renato Canuto.
Yeah, but not to take anything away from Renato Canuto, but I also feel it was kind of a situation where like Levi was going to lose, so he was just shooting a shot and got pissed with a few seconds left.
Yeah, it was off of the Levi was attacking the arm saddle to the Tarika Plata. Mm. He does that very well in the gi, and I think that's what he's going to be trying to do with Ty. And Ty has very long arms, so we'll see if he's able to catch Ty's arm in the arm saddle. If you guys don't know what I mean, it's like when you chop the arm and you pull it in, kind of like in my match with Gio, I was working this. Levi does this very well, and then he switches to a Tarika Plata. I think that's going to be his primary attack against Ty, because Ty has very long arms and he's lanky. So I think that's a good strategy for him. But I think that Ty will go side to side constantly and work north-south in his stomp passing. So I think it depends on how tired will Levi get from Ty going side to side, like Craig was saying.
Yeah, they're so slick with that stepping on the leg. What do you think about Mikey's prediction there that he thinks Levi's going to be working on Tarika Plata stuff?
Yeah, I think that would be – I think he was trying to do some of that against Taza. Taza tried to backstep, got Birambola, and he's back taken. Obviously, I don't think Ty's going to try to backstep on Levi or anything. But, yeah, I think those unorthodox submissions, upper body submissions, will be a deciding factor in how aggressive Ty does approach the guard. Because I know Ty was
– Does Ty give legs? Cautious. Does Ty give legs a lot when he passes, or is he more just torso forward, legs back?
I believe just more tries to consolidate the pass rather than –
He's got those long arms. Mm. I feel like
his legs are back always. That's why I think that Levi's going to be attacking his arms.
He posts with those arms, starts spinning people, but then he comes in and steps on the leg. I don't know if you can enter the legs at some point there if you were able to slip your leg up. But
that's what I'm thinking.
They seem pretty good at controlling from there, though. Like when I see him and his brother step on somebody's ankle, it seems like it sort of pins it to the mat. You were never on the bottom against Ty, right?
No, I have a shit gas tank, so I thought, yeah, you know what? Better to wrestle than let him play his outside passing.
So what do you think about Levi's no-gi game? Have you seen anything from it other than that Taza match?
I mean, it looks good. We just haven't seen enough of it, really, to have a strong opinion yet. But I think it is unorthodox enough that it could cause Ty some issues. I know Ty was kind of cautious against Micah Galvao, who's got some sort of unorthodox upper body submissions as well. So it'll be interesting to see. At what point does Ty decides that Levi is tired enough that he's going to fully commit to a pass?
Reed, what are you thinking about this match?
Yeah, man, I think Levi's definitely one of the best in the world, definitely one of the best Barambolo guys. I don't think Ty trains with a whole lot of Barambolo guys these days, so like, who knows? He could be kind of, you know, back a step on in terms of some of Levi's techniques, his go-to techniques. So I think Levi definitely has opportunities to beat Ty, but man, Ty just on fire these days, you know, especially against a guy who you know is just going to sit pretty much, right? I think that's pretty much kind of, I don't see Levi wrestling too much, so.
And I think if he did, he would probably get
taken down. Yeah. So, you know, it makes sense for Levi to go to his A game. I think really this is going to be the best guard that Ty has ever kind of fought, you know, in these last couple years. So I think that's a really fun challenge to see if Ty's, you know, outside passing can, you know, take out someone with a guard at the caliber of Levi. So definitely a lot of fun exchanges I'm expecting. And I think this one's going to go to submission for sure. And I see Ty winning it, though.
Corey, what are the lines for this one, and what are you thinking about this match?
Right now, Ty is the favorite, -325. Levi is the underdog, +250. We've been excited for the last couple of months to see Levi in no-gi, and we got to see flashes of it. He looked good against Taza during that Barambolo, during that last kind of sweep to mount, but we haven't seen really the extent of his no-gi. I think Ty... And Ty's style is going to allow us to see a little bit more of that because Ty is going to constantly engage Levi, and that's where Levi does his best work is when his opponent's trying to get close, trying to push the pace a little bit. I think we'll probably see the most offense from Levi we've seen in his no-gi career so far. That being said, I think Ty just has too much experience. He's too good in this rule set. I think he comes out double champ.
Connor, what are they saying online? What do you think?
The chat thinks it's going to go to Ty, our resident highlight expert, O'Steve, and moderator. He says it's going to be a new highlight-worthy flying dart, so going to lock it up. But I think I got to go with the Xanadu God. If only I think he's going to give Tyru Atolo like an acid trip contact high, and then Ty's going to like lose where he's at, and then Levi's going to take advantage and bolo him.
Interesting prediction.
They do say that, you know, competition and all this stuff is 90% mental, right? You know, and there's nobody who kind of has a mental approach quite like Levi Jones-Leary. So that might be a big, you know, a big step up for him.
He's
big advantage.
Quite a transformation too. I feel he's become more powerful in the last like 6 to 8 months.
I mean, just being around him, you can feel his aura just expanding, right?
That might be you smelling the weed.
How well do you know Levi? There's only 5 Australians that do jiu-jitsu, and you guys are 2 of them.
That's
so
true. We trained a bit back in the day. I'm trying to think, maybe 2015, 2016, around them. But, yeah, definitely not. We don't stay in contact or anything like that. But, yeah, he's a very nice guy, very cool kid.
I believe he worked with Lachlan when he was back in Australia for a little bit.
Yeah, I believe he got stuck back in Australia for a bit and took up residence in Melbourne.
All right, co-main event. I'm going to go Tyru Atolo, becomes champ, wins 170. Craig, who are you going with?
It is a tough one. You know, I'm going to pick Levi for the upset, but the thing is, I think if he were to catch any sort of submission on Ty, I think you're going to have to break that thing. I don't think Ty is going to tap out quick. So if he does catch any sort of shoulder lock or anything like that, I think it's going to have to do some serious damage to get the time.
Well, Reed.
Yeah, I feel like I love Xanadu God, and I think we haven't seen the best of him yet. You know, maybe down the line as he gets more no-gi reps in, we'll really see him come into his own, you know, and maybe as he adds leg locks to his game and things like that. I know he's working on that with Lachlan down in Australia. But I think that there's still a few tools that Levi has to add to his toolbox, so I'll go with Ty. But make no mistake, man, Xanadu God is coming, and I can't wait to see how good he gets.
So right now we got all 3 of us saying Ty. Is that correct?
He said Levi.
I'll pull for the underdog.
And Connor.
You're both from
New
Jersey.
And for the country.
Yeah.
Craig and Levi, both from New Jersey. So Corey, who are you going with, Corey?
I'm going to take Ty here, and I'm going to call it over 10 minutes.
Over 10 minutes. All right. Mikey, who you got?
I got Ty, but I'm super excited to see how Levi plans on attacking Ty. Like, if he's going to play K-guard to Matrix, or is he going to play more arm saddle? Like, I'm really excited to see his approach.
Yeah, it's just an interesting matchup. Connor, what are the fans saying for this one? Did I ask you that?
Yeah, fans have called it Ty by Darce.
Tied by Darce. That's a pretty safe pick. Now, on to the main event.
You guys better not pick against me.
Let's see who picks against Craig when I'm sitting right here.
Let's
we
see
got Craig
picks.
Jones. What are you, 4-0?
I think he must be picking against me because he's hiding in another room.
That's why we put him out there. He's safe. You can't find him. Craig Jones, what are you? You're 4-0 on who's number one, I believe?
Something like that.
4-0 on who's number one. You submitted everybody besides Ty in like 30 seconds each. Going up against Pedro Mourinho, making his who's number one debut. But Pedro Mourinho won Nogi Worlds, double gold weight and absolute. He's a very heavy hitter, got a great guillotine, ADCC vet. Craig, how do you feel about this match right now?
I feel pretty good. Pedro's, I think he's a little shorter than me, super athletic, super explosive. So I'm hoping that his gas tank, because of those explosive movements, is worse than mine. But there are very few people with a worse gas tank than me.
So at this point, you're just accepting that you have shitty cardio, and are you just trying to pick fights with people you think might have shittier cardio?
That's a strategy. There's two. That's the key strategy. The second strategy is try to hit moves off instructionals to make big money.
Not try bad. To submit people in 30 seconds. That's what you're trying to do.
That's it.
I mean, some of these ones aren't bad paydays for you if you look at by second, how many minutes you worked. But, Reed, what are you thinking about Craig versus Pedro Mourinho?
Love it. Love it. Did you watch last week's podcast? They told me that I was putting a hex on you.
That's right. Oh, he did put a curse on you last week.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. I don't know. I guess it just happened. But I don't know. I'm wondering what do you think is like where's Pedro the strongest? What do you have to watch out for the most for Pedro?
I mean,
you think?
I think his highest rate of submissions come from the guillotine. Mm-hmm. So I'm obviously going to be cautious about his guillotine. But really, I honestly just want to go out and put on an exciting match for this one. Mm-hmm. Win or lose, I want to not put on a boring match. So I'm gonna. They might not believe it, but I'm just going to stand up and wrestle with Pedro.
So okay.
Would be for the 205-pound title as well.
Yep.
How would you feel about having a who's number one belt?
That's the danger. When it comes to anything where there's potential medal or championship belt on the line, I usually lose those matches.
Damn.
So that might be the real curse for this one.
Yeah. But you're gonna wrestle, but you don't really have too many single legs, double legs. You like a lot of upper body Greco stuff, right? So a lot of those like your best takedowns might not really play into Pedro's game.
Yeah, I have that tool unathletic wrestling approach, mm-hmm. and that doesn't involve too many powerful shots.
Got it. So at least you can keep your neck safe for most of the shots and everything like that. You've been working a lot of wrestling with Nikki? Is that?
Tons, yeah. I mean, for the most part, what we do at B-Team is we just try to approach training as if it were an ADCC rules final match. Mm-hmm. So we try not to pull guard too much. We try to avoid being pinned, scoring positions, and stuff like that. So I believe that same approach does work quite well for who's number one rules, as long as you're showing, forward pressure, aggressiveness. You're going for it, you know what I mean?
How much better would you say your wrestling has gotten since 2019 ADCC?
A lot better. Obviously, a lot better in the gym. It's hard to translate those skills to the competition mats. You know what I mean? It's easy mm-hmm. to take a shot in the gym because, obviously, there's not too much to lose. But mm-hmm. when it comes down to it on the mats, in the championship mats and stuff, it is hard to commit to wrestling shots like that. But, yeah, that's the goal, ultimately, to transform from a boring guard-pulling leg locker into some form of wrestler.
Wrestling machine.
Highlight reel wrestling machine.
The smashing machine. Craig, the smashing machine Jones. Corey, what do you? What's the line on this match, and what are you thinking about it?
Craig is the favorite, -500. Pedro, underdog, +375.
What are the sub odds and stuff on this?
Yeah, Craig by sub, -200. Craig by decision, +220. Pedro by sub, +600. Pedro by decision, +375. And the odds makers have it going under 10 minutes at -300.
So the odds makers think Craig's going to win in under 10 minutes. Does that make you feel special, Craig?
That feels good. Feels good. Yeah. The odds makers are on my side.
Yep. So
I was going to ask Mikey, too. Mikey, of course, you have a belt around your waist. So who's number one belt around your waist?
Yeah,
I got it right here. There you go.
Oh, shit.
Heck yeah. So Craig trying to earn himself a belt. Do you have any advice for him on how he could do that?
Advice? What do you mean, like mental? Or?
Yeah. Is it
life advice? Anything?
Yeah, whatever you want to tell. But does it make
got
it?
Any advice on girls for Craig?
Yeah, Craig. How to pick up girls? You know how we say you ain't first, you're last, and we said for you, you ain't second, you're last. Let's change it to you ain't first, you're last. Well, no more second.
Firstly, I got to correct right here. I do have a naga belt.
Okay, my bad.
True, the naga belt.
I got naga belt too.
Craig, how long will it take you to learn wrestling?
For you to learn wrestling?
How many months will it take me to not be like horrible?
I mean, I still can't wrestle, so I'm not qualified to answer that question.
Yeah, Mikey's thinking about next year, but Craig's been trying to learn for 5 years. He still doesn't get it.
Yeah,
so good luck.
I'm 5 years in, haven't taken a shot.
Pixley's going to take me under his wing.
All right. So, let's go ahead and make picks. I'm going to say cartwheel pass to wrist lock, Pedro Mourinho taps Craig Jones.
Hey, these hands can't handle that.
You know you got fragile wrists. Everybody knows your weak spot. Just like in pro wrestling, they'll be like, oh, he's got a bad knee, though. Work it. Everyone knows you got bad wrists.
Yeah, they're going to put your wrist on a ladder. Yeah. And slam.
And who would see the cartwheel pass to wrist lock coming?
I should now.
Yeah.
You've caught it now.
All right, Craig, who do you got in this match?
That's a tough one. I mean, listen to those betting lines. We might make some money on this one. Yeah. You know what I mean?
+600?
Yeah.
I'm picking myself takedown, guard pass submission.
What kind of guard pass? Body lock stuff?
Cartwheel to wrist lock.
Cartwheel to wrist lock. All right, so we got...
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, Reed, what do you got?
I mean, yeah, you know. Well, the odds again is I stand to win a lot more money if I pick Pedro, right?
Pedro's a
you got the right haircut for casting curses, you know.
I think that's just what people were talking about. That like I just look like I could cast a spell.
We should research. We should research how to put curses on people.
On the show. I know how to put a hex on people, but I just haven't yet. So.
Reed is a practicing witch.
Yeah. Warlock. Yeah. But, hell yeah, man. This is a great match. You know, I love that Craig is still going after these young guns. You know, he makes a lot of jokes about it, but Pedro still is these kind of young up-and-comer. You know, he just won Know You Worlds, double gold, you know, so got to give a shout-out to Craig, still trying to beat back that next generation of guys. And
trying to beat off the young generation.
That's my specialty, beating off guys.
Yeah.
So you got to respect that for sure. I think, you know, he's proved it many times that he still has what it takes to beat these young guys. So I'm going to take Craig Jones in a surprising pick.
Craig Jones by cartwheel past a wrist lock from Reed. All right, Corey, who are you thinking? What are you thinking?
I think actually he's going to leg lock him, to be honest.
Mikey Lock.
Yep.
Corey, what are you thinking?
I love the idea of Craig wrestling in this match against Pedro because we've seen Pedro's wrestling. So we know
Craig actually has legit sick wrestling. You've seen on his Instagram. Like he's throwing dudes left and right. Craig,
Instagram, we can do some things on
Instagram. Craig throwing wipeouts at security.
I knocked back the membership fees. Will you let me take that?
How old is Pedro? Because we're calling Pedro the young generation. I would not be surprised if he's older than Craig. Does anyone know Pedro's age?
Pedro's 37.
He's been at Master 3. Corey, who are you picking in this match?
Yeah, Mikey always gives me shit for picking against him. So in honor of Mikey, we're going with Pedro here.
Oh, my God.
Explain that reasoning for me.
That's it.
Mikey always gets the dark side of my pick. I always pick against Mikey. Mikey was giving me shit for it before the show. I'm picking against Craig. Maybe Craig will be a little nicer to me about it.
Well, the good thing is that Corey's always wrong. So
I don't understand that reasoning at all. But okay, it's two to two right now. Mikey, who are you picking? Are you
so first of all
in solidarity
Craig,
with Corey picking Pedro Mourinho?
It's good luck when
you know Corey Craig lived in New Jersey before. By the way, Craig.
Hoboken, Frank Sinatra.
I think Craig wins by leg lock from guard. I think that he just released a guard DVD, so he's going to pull guard. He's not going to wrestle.
Are you talking about the power bottom?
Yeah.
What do you cover bottom. On the power bottom exactly?
We cover a lot of stuff, you know, but you have to watch it and find out.
I have to check it out. So, Mikey, so he just released his power bottom instructional. So what do you think he's going to do with
I think
that?
He's going to play power bottom on Reno. I think he's going to do some cool leg lock.
How excited would you
using
be if
his
he went,
power
if he, if he did if he went from power bottom to Mikey Lock? How excited would you be?
Oh my God! We'll change the name to the Aussie Lock.
Yeah, that would be too much.
The power lock.
We would just have to don't
do power your lock.
It's not
anyway. If that cancel, who's number one if Craig died?
What about the power top?
That's allowed.
What happens when a power top meets a power bottom?
That's dangerous.
It's like a movable object, unstoppable force. You know.
Who knows? Tune in next Friday night. Anything can happen. Connor, what are they saying online, and who do you pick to win this match?
The YouTube chat has Craig Jones winning by oil check under the first in 1 minute. So I don't know if that counts as power bottom stuff. Man. But
well, there's no losers in an oil check. Let's clarify.
I don't know if I have that in the actual rules that oil checks are illegal. I mean, we would have to DQ somebody if they just were flagrantly oil checking somebody, right?
Only an unlubricated oil check.
That would be
mid-match at the earliest.
What if somebody does it and they're like, it doesn't say you can't do it in the rules. This is bullshit. Start the match back up. I win. That guy tapped.
That was a verbal tap.
Oh, my God. So, Connor, was that your pick or the chat's pick?
That was the chat's pick. I'm gonna pick Craig Jones because I heard he's lowering memberships if you let him stunt on you on Instagram.
We got the Flow Grappling discount. Don't you forget about that.
Yeah, he lowered charges for a lot of things, just like the move that the chat picked. Just let this guy oil check you a few times. The next thing you know, you're not paying tuition.
Free membership.
So, Connor, before we get out of here, do the fans got any questions for Mikey or Craig or anything?
They do have several questions for him. They dropped them in the chat early on, so I can go through and read some off.
Yeah, just pick a few of them, and we'll do them before we get out of here.
Yeah, all right. So, Mikey, when is it you're going to get the Pedigo tattoo? When are you going to get the Daisy Fresh tattoo?
I don't have any tattoos. But I might do the bicep flex and the pasta thing together.
Oh, yeah.
What about a lower back Pedigo?
All right, Connor, what's the next question?
They want to hear from both Mikey and Craig. Who do you guys have for the breakout grappler of the year?
Tell them the options, Connor.
I believe this will be Cole Abate, Mika Galvao. Let me pull it up. I'm sorry.
So Billy Hammer, I think.
But if anybody jumps right. out to you.
Who do you think is the breakout grappler?
My favorite guy to watch is Diego Pato. I love watching
really?
This guy. Yeah, Gi,
dude,
no Gi.
He's got a following growing online. What do you like about Pato?
Always exciting and always innovative.
Our chat loves Pato. They're probably spamming the duck emoji right now as we speak. Diego Pato is
always hunting for subs.
Breakthrough grappler of the year. That's interesting
my vote,
pick.
Yeah.
All right. Mikey, what do you think? Who's your breakthrough grappler of the year?
Wait, he was on the list of breakthrough grappler of the year?
I think he was on the list for grappler of the year instead.
No, he wasn't on the list. I personally love Hillbilly Hammer, but I'm biased for him. I love Cole Abate, but I'm biased for him. Miguel Galval had an insane year. He won World Pro, right? His first year of Black Belt. And he did so well in that EUG. So it's hard. All three of them, I think, are breakthrough grapplers of the year, you know?
All right, we'll just split it three ways. We'll just break the award in three pieces.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Ship it around. Connor, what's the next question?
Okay, all right. We got somebody who's doing a grappling industries. It's their second event ever. They want your competition advice. Probably starting with you, Craig.
Craig, you've done grappling industries, right?
I believe so. I believe so. I had a super fight with Kid Dale there back in Australia.
That's where you had a super fight with Tim Spriggs too, right?
Oh, Tim Spriggs. I forget that one because it was so quick, you know. But yeah, some motivational
those are the
advice.
Old days. Tim will wash you now.
We can only hope he
did. You get second there, Craig? Did you get second in Grappler's Industry?
Or four person round robin.
You know, there were two people in the division, but I made the podium.
Yeah. That's the most important part.
Yeah, and then you just zoom in on the podium so they can't see that there's an empty third place. Yeah, one of the moves people used to do back when, like, I was a blue belt or whatever, and you care about this, is you post you get silver or bronze, and then you post the picture in black and white so nobody can tell what the hell you got. You're just holding the medal. I got A. Did really good today at Chicago Open.
I wish I knew that ADCC at the previous ADCC.
You're a little bit too high profile to get away with that. Mikey, what's your advice for this guy going into grappling industries?
It's his first tournament, you said?
Connor. Second. It's Connor's friend. It's his second tournament.
Tournament.
Connor, ask him how he did on the first one.
I got you.
Mikey, when was your first tournament? You were like 3 years old? Four. Two and a half?
Yeah, like four.
Who'd you go against?
I think I took a kid down. I think I took a kid down in my first tournament. I did like a foot trip.
That was probably, probably in Naga.
Yeah, it was in Naga in New Jersey.
All right, Mikey.
It used to be the biggest.
What's your advice to this guy for his second ever competition? I'm assuming he's a white belt.
I think that the first thing you have to understand, I always say this, is you're going to be super nervous and you're going to feel like death, you know. But you get used to that feeling as you go on, and it's perfectly normal. And you have to learn to embrace that feeling, you know. It never goes away. I still feel that now, what I felt when I was like 4 years old fighting. So you just get used to it, and the person you're fighting feels the same way also, you know. And it's good that you have nerves. Like, don't fight them. Accept that you have it, and have fun, you know. Like, you train every day. Try listening to your coach, whatever he's been teaching you. Focus on that. And if you win, awesome. If you lose, awesome. You just go back and keep working harder, you know. It's just going to help you get your jiu-jitsu better doing these competitions. And that's your goal. The medal is just an indirect result of you having good jiu-jitsu. So if you focus on having good jiu-jitsu, the medal will come, you know. And just focus on that and improvement. You know, we win, we lose, awesome. We go back again. That's it.
Connor, you're a Texas catch wrestling state champion. Do you have any advice for this guy?
Only suplexes. Only do suplexes. No other takedowns matter.
All right, let's do one more question.
You get nervous, Craig? Still?
No, I don't even know anymore. Sometimes I'm too relaxed. Sometimes I feel I don't care anymore.
I feel I deal with a lot of basically every athlete like right before they compete, and I feel you're one of the more relaxed ones. You're somebody who like, I could joke around with you 5 minutes before you're going to compete. A lot of people are like super. Shut down.
Yeah, early in the career, way too nervous. There was probably a perfect point of nerves and relaxation, but I don't know. These days, I feel almost too chill. Like, I've got to get fired up. We're about to go out there, you know?
Absolutely. All right, Connor, let's pick the best question for the last question of the day.
All right, Craig. We went the whole time without mentioning it, but we had a commenter ask about the Sean Brady match. And do you think that was a rule set thing, or how do you feel about the match? Just give us the rundown.
How do I feel about it? Man, I just pulled – you know what the crazy thing is this is why I shouldn't pull guard, right? So I pulled guard in this match, and his corner was screaming out the whole time, back out, disengage. So I was just being a fucking lazy asshole. I was like, you know what? If his corner's calling that out, I'll just sort of accept this as a, I'll just take this shitty victory. But really what I should have done is put some more risk into my game and tried to really take it to him. But in retrospect, that's easy to make that decision.
Did you guys get to talk or hang out at all afterwards?
What do you think? We didn't talk too much after, but Sean's a real cool guy. I think he's obviously going to go very far in the UFC, 15-0. Hopefully, I think he's going to have a big match soon. But he wants to do it again. So if we do it again, I will. I'm making this promise from this day forward. I will never pull guard again.
Whoa.
What?
Win or lose, even if I get my ass slammed into the ground, I will not pull guard again.
Whoa.
I'm not even buying ADCC. Never, even if you're 12 minutes in and you're tired and it's not working, you're never going to pull guard. You're never going to pull guard like
I'll take
first.
A DQ over a guard pull. If I'm tired, we're getting a DQ.
You just walk off the mat.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike? What do you think about that, Mikey?
Mikey, are you ever going to pull guard again?
Shit, I need to pull guard. man, so ADCC, you're fighting someone like a really high-level wrestler. You're not going to pull guard, Craig.
My hope is that they get tired taking me down, and that's when I strike.
Okay.
Mikey, what's your wrestling looking like these days? You been working on your wrestling out there?
I'm starting next week to work wrestling, you know, because I have 8 months until ADCC. So I want to start learning this. I learned heel hooks in like
2 days.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a few days. So,
You started doing heel hooks and 3 days later created your own heel hook.
Yeah, that everyone hates me for.
So what if Mikey shows up at ADCC and just fucks everybody up on the feet?
I just want to see Mikey in a wrestling singlet. Can we make this happen?
What if Mikey showed up and
what
happened to you down
there? What would the world do if I just take everyone down at ADCC? What would happen?
Hit
I am from
throws.
New Jersey.
Sick.
Right next to Rutgers, I was born. That's a good wrestling program.
You got that working
That's
for
you're going to sell a lot of instructionals if you start taking everyone down, Mikey.
Yeah, yeah.
You can maybe make wrestling. One on how to tire people out while being taken down.
We can frame it any way we want.
All right, so before we get out of here, Craig's got his new Power Bottom Instructional. Reed, coincidentally, also has a Power Bottom Instructional out. Mike, you got any new Instructionals out right now?
I'm releasing a Foot Lock DVD in the Gi. You know, I've been training a lot of Gi right now. I just did Worlds a month ago, so I'm still in Gi mode. But no Gi, I'm still training.
Why you still got the Gi on, Mikey?
Gi is just so much more fun. I'm back loving Gi more, guys. I'm sorry.
So what's
Gi
your mix
the
these days?
First love of my life.
Are you training no Gi? Or do you?
Yeah,
all
every day
up?
I do both.
Every day you do both.
I'm just like one of those models that like has to change clothes really fast. So I'll be doing a round in the Gi, then I'll run to the corner, take off my pants and jacket, then train a no Gi round, then just keep flipping back and forth.
All right. Well, Mikey Musumeci, the 135-pound champion, we got to get him out there to defend that sometime soon. Mikey's going to be co-hosting this show sort of on the regular now, calling in like this. Next week, I believe we won't have one because next week we're going to Dallas. We're at the press conference. Who knows? Maybe we'll have one on Tuesday. We'll post about that. Corey, you got anything to say before we get out of here? No. Connor, how you doing back there?
We're doing great. Shout out YouTube chat. You kept me looking good with great questions.
All right. So Saturday, January 21st, we'll have Craig Jones trying to become the light heavyweight champion. He's calling the oil check finish. I'm calling the wrist lock from the cartwheel pass.
Three fingers.
Mikey, is that how many it takes to get the tap?
We'll find out. I don't know what Pedro is capable of.
Mikey Musumeci calling in from the Frank Sinatra room out there in Las Vegas. Mikey, tell your parents. Hey, everybody, tune in next week. A lot of good matches. The press conference on Thursday, his seminar Thursday, events on Friday. God bless you.